Oh, sorry, hang up that.
Hello, am I?
Hello?
Hello, am I talking to Dara Hickey?
Yes.
Am I talking to Paddy Cosgrave?
You are indeed.
Okay, guys, good morning, and I'm looking forward to talking to you both in the first place about Le Web 2010, because I understand that you are both in Paris in December at Le Web. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely.
Now, look, will you do me a favor? Will you identify yourself when I speak to you? Because the people listening to this will want to know who's Paddy and who's Dara. Is that all right?
Okay, it's Dara here.
Okay, Dara, look, tell me, why on earth did you go to Paris to look? Come get me in, so we'll keep going.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. So, look, first I'm going to Le Web, and did you know many people who would be at Le Web? Had you anything set up in advance?
Sure, we did. We organized a dinner on the final night. There was a speaker's dinner, but we decided an official kind of dinner for the speakers at Le Web, but we decided we'd organize our own founder's dinner. So it was just for 30 people, and we organized the co-hosts in Tariq Krim, who's was the founder of Net5s, and he's now founded a new company called Jolly Cloud. And over the course, I guess, of the 2.5 days of Le Web, we began to put that group of 30 together, and on the night, it was really an amazing dinner, just some incredible people at it, from the founder of Foursquare, Dennis Crowley, some of the more notable bloggers that your audience might know, like Robert Scoble, Ben Parr from Mashable. Dara, you might know
Robin Waters from TechCrunch was there as well. Some of the chief guys for product and PayPal were there. Google's head of acquisitions for Europe, Neil, was there. There were some very interesting people who came along to our dinner, and Dennis Crowley of Foursquare as well.
Look, so this is all very exciting, all the great and the good there, but what on earth did you talk about?
Well, actually, it really provided an opportunity for a lot of people that had spent kind of 2 days talking about the industry, and also 2 days, given their status, doing non-stop interviews because they'd had been in such huge demand amongst the media, and that includes both offline and online media. And it was an opportunity for a lot of them just to let their hair down and talk amongst peers. And nobody was out to impress anybody else. People were just there to have a good time. And the conversation was in many ways a conversation similar to any dinner table, but at times there were, conversations about some of the bigger and more topical issues of the day.
So am I right that you guys were facilitating rather than pushing any particular agenda?
Absolutely. So myself and Dara and David Kelly, who also works with us, we have no interest in pushing any particular type of agenda, but rather just facilitating other people to come together, and if they have individual agendas, well, that's well and good, and that's up to them. But we're just there to connect people.
And during the previous 2 days, during all the in there with the 2,000 or 3,000 people, who did you meet during the day?
We met a range of very nice people that had reached out to us from some of the top guys from Google that had flown in to be there. We also met with some people from TED, if you're familiar with the TED kind of lecture series.
I am, certainly.
Chris Anderson. And then we also met with, there were some great Irish startups there as well. One of our favorites was Teamwork PM.
Oh, Sam Kidd. Did you meet Sam Kidd there?
God, I can't remember.
No, I tell you did. You did. You must have.
Yeah, we met Sam, and we also met another. Peter? Yeah,
Coppinger. Yeah. Great guy. Brilliant guy.
So how much of your time did you spend mixing with the Irish contingent, and how much time did you spend mixing with the international brigade?
It probably was split 50-50. There were quite a lot of Irish people there, and they were mixing and walking around both the startup zone where they were concentrated and the main area as well. And where we could, we made some introductions. And then of course we attended a lot of the sessions as well. There were some great speakers, and it would have been a shame to miss them.
Who impressed you as a speaker? Who impressed you as a speaker? Who's that? Paddy, is it? That Paddy?
That was Paddy, but it's Dara here. There was a great series of talks, Ignite talks, at Le Web, and there were some really, really interesting speakers. There was one speaker who talked about open democracy, which was fascinating, and the use of Twitter and social media by governments across the world. That was a fascinating and very interesting speech. It was very interesting to see Marissa Meyer of Google.
I saw her live on the live streaming. What did you think of her?
I thought she was fantastic. I thought she had some very interesting things to say. It was very interesting to see it was the first time I saw the Nexus S being demonstrated and the new functionality on Maps. So that was quite cool. And she had an Irish engineer with her to demonstrate the product, which was interesting. So it's always good to see Irish guys doing well. So she was quite good. It was interesting, given the topicality of everything, to hear the PayPal head of product speak and be asked that question by the Telegraph's Milo Yiannopoulos about WikiLeaks. So that was quite pertinent, I guess. And there were lots of other kind of speakers as well that we saw.
Any chance you came across Gary Vaynerchuk by any chance?
We were sitting beside him at one point, but he was asleep, so we decided not to wake him.
Okay. Look, tell me, is what you did at Le Web completely independent of Enterprise Ireland, or were you in any way connected with Enterprise Ireland in what you did in Paris?
No, we weren't connected in any way to Enterprise Ireland, but we'd hope in the future they'd have an interest in attending any of the dinners that we might organise. So at DLD, we're organising another dinner, and we'll bring together about 30 of the key founders that will have flown in from all over the world to be in Munich for 2 days. And perhaps that is an opportunity both for Enterprise Ireland and the IDA to have somebody very, very relevant at that dinner. But I think for Le Web, we just wanted to demonstrate to ourselves, and not just Enterprise Ireland, but primarily to ourselves, that we could replicate what we did in Dublin elsewhere in the world in a very kind of intimate setting.
And are you saying you're now taking that process that you trialed, if you like, or you developed in Dublin, that you took to Paris, you're now taking it to Munich, to this DLD? Tell us what that is about.
DLD, I guess, is Germany's largest tech conference. And so, some of the speakers would include Andrew Mason from Groupon, Sean Parker, the founding president of Facebook, and Reid Hoffman, the founder of LinkedIn. So they really have an incredible, incredible lineup of speakers, and really our dinner will just connect some of the higher level founders from primarily Europe and North America to each other on one of the evenings.
So it does sound to me like as if you have an agenda. It sounds to me as if you guys, including David Kelly? David Kelly, that you're kind of developing yourselves as facilitators that will and give people time and space to either build rapport or do deals with each other in a very nice informal way. Would that be a fair summary?
I guess so. I mean, it's up to these people to build the relationships. We just kind of bring them together wherever they might be. And we ourselves don't have kind of any other agenda beyond that. We don't want anything from them. We just like to see them meet each other and do those introductions and hopefully that they build relationships that are long-lasting and valuable to them.
Well, look, people from Ireland went out to Le Web for the very first time, and there will be other people listening to this interview and the other interviews with other people who went who will be thinking about events like Le Web. Now, let's just focus on Le Web for a minute. What's your guys, both of your estimation of Le Web in terms of should an Irish startup seriously consider mixing it with people on that in that arena?
I think it very much depends on your target market and the stage that you're at. If you want to use the web as an opportunity to potentially meet with a range of journalists, again, online and offline, that can probably help get your story, your product to a wider audience, and you think you've got something valuable to say, then it's a great opportunity to meet a long list all in one place.
Good for PR and marketing, is it really?
Potentially, but you have to bear in mind that there's so many other people there that you are competing for these people's time. And everybody wants to talk to a Robert Scoble or a Ben Parr, the editor of Mashable. So that can be a challenge, but that surely is perhaps one of the reasons why people would go. Overall, it's always a challenge, and some people that we talked to found it a very large challenge to make the best use of an event that has 3,000 people at it. That's very, very different to an event that has 800 or 1,000 people at it, yeah, that runs over 2 days. It's just such a huge number. It's very, very difficult to, it's impossible to reach everybody. And because of the sheer scale of the event, it becomes at times segmented, making it even more difficult potentially to reach the people that you might like to reach.
Dara, let me bring you in on this. What's your view on the other side then? If you were looking for another reason to go to the web?
Yeah, I mean, it's very expensive. It's 2,000 euros a ticket. So it kind of puts Irish tech conferences into kind of comparison. 2,000 euros is a lot of money. And once you go there, you don't really get anything. It's not a golden ticket. It's you essentially get access to a large room where there are thousands of people floating about. It's very difficult to just bump into people. You have to arrange meetings before you go, and you're not necessarily given any help doing so by anyone. So you really have to get out there weeks and months beforehand in arranging meetings and hope that people will come and meet you while you're at the web. So, you know, that can be very difficult to do if you're an unknown startup or whatever. So, you know, there may be other conferences that are a little bit smaller and a little bit better, that will enable you to meet maybe as many VCs as you'd like to and that sort of thing. I was talking to one Irish guy who went to meet a VC at the web, and he pitched the first line of his pitch, and the VC said, "No, not for me. Don't have any time for this. Thanks. Bye." So that's the kind
right of... in your face, right in your face.
Yeah. And in one sense, you're lucky to be given that time, even that one line. So that's a kind of an example of how busy people are at the web. And if you're one of 2,500 or 3,000, it can be very difficult to have your voice heard.
Yeah, it's a big dragon's den, is it not?
It's massive. It's huge.
Look, let me switch, because I don't want to, we don't have very much more time in the interview, but I want to ask you to say something about the Dublin Web Summit. You did your activity there. You met lots of people there. You helped a lot of other people to meet each other there. Then you go to Paris. Now you're going to Munich. Can you compare and contrast? Draw some lessons. What good is this doing Ireland?
Well, I certainly think potentially, or at least what you'd hope the Dublin Web Summit does, is by being a very broad, open church, if you want to call it that, it's a catch-all that brings together multiple sectors of the community. So not just the entrepreneurs, not just the investors, and not just the developers and the designers and the service providers, but even more than that. And that provides a really, really kind of compelling mixing pot, and allows a lot of people to meet a lot more people over a very, very short space of time. And that's one element. That's the networking part. And, you know, from our point of view, we started out just trying to bring really, really compelling and interesting speakers to Ireland that wouldn't just teach people things, but would also kind of inspire people that anybody can probably achieve almost anything if they put their minds to it. And while that was our aim, was great speakers, perhaps the biggest benefit that a lot of people have got out of it is the connections that they've made at the web summits that we held in 2010. And as a consequence, you'll have noticed over the course of 2010, we constantly, at each event, we expanded the room and time available for networking. And yet, no matter how much we expanded, after each event, people would get back and go, "It's fantastic, I met so many people. I want to meet even more. Could you make it? You know, what about..."
They're greedy, Paddy. They're all greedy.
No, I don't think so. I think people, you know, realize one thing, a bit of feedback that we get from some people is that during the Celtic Tiger, people, I don't know if people got lazy or complacent about the fact that, you know, it's the relationships between real people that are the difference between, you know, your business growing into a new market or not growing into a new market. And when you can provide those opportunities in one place over an evening and over a course of a day, it's very, very compelling.
And look, tell me, what are you going to do different in Dublin Web Summit next year as a result of Paris this year?
What are we going to do different?
Yeah, I think those are those are questions that that we'll address over the course of the year. We are running three Dublin Web Summits this year, and the first one we'll announce very, very shortly. It'll be taking place in the coming weeks.
You're doing three of them. I thought there was only one a year. Now you're doing three. Is that right?
Well, we did. We actually ran three last year as well, and over 2,000 different people came to the events. But those events were always between 600 and 800 people, so the numbers at those events were quite manageable. In terms of our focus in 2011, I think one of the things that we want to do, and this is more an Irish piece, is we're going to uncover some really, really interesting, very, very young entrepreneurs and put them in front of the audience and give them a platform. Not so much just to talk about their company, but I think to inspire a generation of potential entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs that are at a much younger kind of category, that they can really go out there and become the next wave or build the next wave of Irish companies that will emerge from the kind of ruins, if you call it that, of the Irish economy at this point.
Guys, we have to pull it together. I'm going to give the last word to Dara, right? Dara, I want to hear any thoughts you have, please, about either the Paris or where you guys are going next.
No, I guess we're just really working hard, looking forward to the next Dublin Web Summit in March. So we shall be making an announcement in the next week or two as to some of the speakers that will be there.
Can you give me a date? Can you give me the date, yes, or is that under wraps?
We haven't confirmed an exact date, but it's early March.
Okay, I'm looking at my own diary now. Go on.
So we're really looking forward to that, and we have a number of other events up our sleeve, which hopefully we'll be able to work on during the year. So I guess keep tuned and have a look at DublinWebSummit.com for more details.
Well, look, Dara Hickey and Paddy Cosgrave, I want to thank you both very, very much. It's been a long interview, but of great value, and thank you very much for it.
Thanks very much, Paul.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.